Dr. Grant is urging Vincentians to vaccinate against COVID-19 as people within the shelters are not confined to that space. Dr. Grant said such individuals continue to interact and go about their daily business. He outlined some of the benefits of being vaccinated against COVID-19.
Well over 50% of our new cases are in persons who are living in shelters. And where, you know, a lot of people in the population would think, well, okay, these individuals are just confined to these spaces. That's not true. A lot of people in shelters have to, you know, go into Tong or other places, etc. They're interacting with fellow Vincentians and, you know, others will be exposed. And the only way that we can probably, counter this or stop it is to vaccinate. And studies, more and more studies are showing that after the first vaccine, Oxford AstraZeneca, you are approximately about 50 to 60% protected from all forms of COVID. And you are significantly protected from the severe form, which would put you in hospital or cause death. So there is a benefit from the first vaccine. And additional benefit would be it reduces transmission significantly. By taking the first vaccine within 2 weeks, you reduce transmission by 67%. And when you have the second, 2 weeks after that, it goes up significantly. There have been a couple of cases in St. Vincent recently that have been reported that individuals after getting one, I think after getting the first and the other one after getting the second, were tested positive for the virus. But interestingly, none of these individuals were shown to transmit the virus.
That was District Medical Officer for the Southern Grenadines, Dr. Malcolm Grant. Regionally, the Congress of Trade Unions and Staff Associations of Barbados is encouraging all workers and members of the public to be immunized against COVID-19. The association says it is making the call with the understanding that there is an urgent need for the country to return to a state of normalcy and a relatively safe and healthy environment. And the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in Antigua and Barbuda since the outbreak now stands at 1,241. Internationally, the international scheme to ensure equal access to COVID-19 vaccines is 140 million doses short because of India's continuing COVID crisis. The Serum Institute of India, the largest single supplier to the COVAX scheme, has made none of its planned shipments since exports were suspended in March. Meanwhile, UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson has said people must continue to play their part in stopping coronavirus as lockdown rules ease in England, Wales, and most of Scotland. Millions can now socialize indoors in limited numbers, hug loved ones, and visit pubs and restaurants inside. The ban on foreign travel has also been lifted and replaced with new rules. I am Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 updates.